As Dick mentioned, today is a very special day. As your order of service indicates, today we dedicate this building. The building dedication we will be doing this morning is the first in the history of our fellowship, a history that goes back more than 60 years. For those of you who aren't familiar with the fellowship's history, I encourage you to review the historical timeline that is on display in the community hall to my left. It's on the wall here in the back. The timeline will provide you with a sense of what has led up to the important event that we are participating in today. The service of dedication is the culmination of a dream that has been held by more people than quite possibly any of us know. And this dedication has been a long time in the coming. Its origin can be traced back to a gathering of a small group of people at the Baxter Hotel in April of 1955. I was just 3 years old when that group met, so I can say that that was nearly a lifetime ago. The people at that gathering were interested in hearing what Monroe Husbands, a fellowship organizer from the American Unitarian Association, had to say. In the words of Bob Dunbar, a former member of this fellowship, and I quote, "The small group which met with him in the Baxter Hotel met again in a week or so and decided not to affiliate with the Boston Association, but to meet fortnightly as a discussion group." Language was a little different back then. 4 years later, in April of 1959, Dunbar writes, "A majority of the discussion group voted to affiliate and become a Unitarian fellowship." The vote was contentious. We know about that, don't we? And a sizable minority of the group left, never to return. Within a few short years, the fellowship had grown, and there was an active and thriving Sunday school. There was a desire on the part of some in the fellowship to have a building of their own. The fellowship was significantly split on this matter. Some had no interest in investing in a building. Some wanted to buy a lot and build on it themselves. And still others wanted to find and buy an existing building. With those who wanted to buy and build purchased a piece of land, several others who were opposed to this approach left the fellowship. The Sunday school that had previously been thriving dwindled and was eventually discontinued. The dream that this building represents then is more than 50 years old. Which leads me to wonder and to ask, is there anyone in this room today who was part of the earliest discussions of owning a building? Wow. Thank you for your dedication, your commitment, and your vision. We would not be here today without it. Thank you. I'm very happy to note that the decision to accept the gift of this building, along with the commitment to raise the needed funds to renovate it, didn't create yet another split. Yes. It seems to me that instead of creating a split, this building has helped to create a heightened sense of community as well as a sense of accomplishment and pride. It has been a long time, a long road to actualizing the dream of having our own building. Welcome home, members and friends of this fellowship. As I stated earlier, this dedication is the culmination of a dream that has been held by quite possibly more people than any of us could possibly know. I wish I could name and acknowledge all of them, but I can't. I can't even name each and every person who is here today who has helped to make this dream come true. Sincere efforts and thoughts went into creating a display to identify all those who donated money specifically for the building. Hopefully, that display will be created and put up in the not-too-distant future. Yet, even if it had already been created, I still wouldn't be able to name everyone who has donated. Some people gave anonymously. They didn't want their names known. And there were a significant number of people who gave something other than money. Some gave of their time and energy, while others gave of their knowledge, their skills, or their talents. So, while I can't name each person who has made a dedication to this building possible, I believe it is important to acknowledge and honor all of those who have given of their time, their talents, their knowledge, and their assets. And I want you to help me with the acknowledgement and the honoring. I would like us to begin in the present and with those who are here today. In the first portion of this acknowledging and honoring, I ask you either to stand or to raise your hand if you belong in one of the five categories that I will mention. Since there are a good number of people who will fit in more than one category, once your hand is up or standing, or you're standing, I would ask you to please remain standing or with your hand raised until I instruct you otherwise. And while we will probably feel like applauding each time, I would ask that we wait until I've gone through each of the areas I will mention. Now let's begin. If you gave of your professional training, skills, or expertise to make this building our home, please stand or raise your hand. If you gave a financial contribution of any amount to make this building our home, please stand or raise your hand. If you gave of your time and energy in such things as sweeping and cleaning, moving our possessions in or out, doing yard work, or attending discussion or planning meetings related to this building, please stand or raise your hand. If you shared your ideas, your hopes, or your concerns regarding this building becoming our home, please stand or raise your hand. You can do both. If you have at any point over the years supported through thought, word, or deed the dream of UUFB someday having its own building, please stand or raise your hand. I would ask you to take a moment now to look around. Notice those who are standing or who have their hands raised. From where I stand, seeing so many of you on your feet or with hands in the air is quite a sight to behold. But we haven't yet included everyone who deserves to be acknowledged and honored. Now, I want you to think about the people who aren't present at our service today that have worked to make this dream a reality. Maybe that would be a current member who wasn't able to attend for some reason. Maybe it's a member or a friend who has moved away. Or maybe it's someone who is no longer living, who has passed before we managed to make it here. They deserve to be acknowledged and honored today as well. In just a moment, I would ask you to speak their names so everyone can hear. It's quite likely that more than one name will be spoken at a time. That's all right. It is important for their names to be spoken in this building and to be spoken to let it know that they helped make this possible. We will include them now. With great gratitude and appreciation, I say thank you to all of you who are standing and who have your arms raised. And I say thank you to all those whose names have been spoken. Let us show our appreciation with a rousing round of applause. And now you may put your arms down and be seated. At this point, we have remembered the past and acknowledged and honored those of the past and present who made it possible to get into this building. I believe it is time for us to look to the future. All of us have a future before us in this building. Now that we are in our building, we have the opportunity to dream of what this fellowship can be months and even years from now. What it can be for us, what it can be and mean for those who will someday walk through our doors, and what it can be and what it will offer to the larger community. We need to dream of a time 10 years from now, 20 years from now, and even 50 and 60 years from now. As we dedicate our building, we acknowledge that today is a milestone in a journey that will continue for many years to come. The journey will be fueled by dreams, dreams such as the ones of those who first imagined this fellowship having a building of its own. Yet, while the dedication of this building is a milestone, the building must never become a millstone. A millstone that we are tied to like oxen walking endlessly round and round it in a circle. For if this building becomes a millstone, it will very likely become a tombstone. So today, I invite you, no, I encourage you and even beseech you to begin to dream about what this fellowship needs to strive to become and attain in the years ahead. That is what the members and friends of this fellowship who held the dream of someday owning a building did oh so many years ago. They held a dream of what the future of this fellowship could be. That dream was their gift to us. Those who will come after us deserve a gift as well. Not just the gift of this building as a space to gather and worship, But the gift of a dream that will energize and inspire them on their journey together as a religious community. Today, we acknowledge that this fellowship has made a long-held dream come true. From today forward, we need to be creative enough to develop dreams that go beyond the present and beyond this building. And we need to be courageous enough to take our dreams, our talents, our energy, and our assets beyond these walls as we begin to transform a world that is crying for hope and compassion and love. May we, as a fellowship, continue to follow dreams that are big enough to move us to actions. And may those dreams someday become a reality, just as having our own building has finally become a long-held dream come true. May it be so.